everybody. Welcome to the weekend digital marketing so far. It's Friday, March 13th, 2020. And boy, has it been a wild week. I just want to take a quick second to talk about the COVID-19 coronavirus and everything going on. First off, if you're involved in any local meetup groups or anything going on locally, you should probably do your best to stay away from those. Do not go out. Don't go to work. If you can work from home, please do it. Do everything online that you possibly can. And if you're not working online and you're going out and you're working among other people, make sure you're wiping down doorknobs. You're wiping down surfaces that you touch. You're keeping your hands washed and clean. And please stay safe and healthy. Now let's get started like we do every other week over on YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube is going to allow some creators to monetize their videos about the COVID-19 coronavirus. YouTube has canceled their live presentation of Brandcast at IAB's Digital Content New Front event in New York City. Instead, YouTube is going to stream their event live on, well, YouTube. The IAB says they're also encouraging other people who are presenting at the Digital Content New Fronts event to also stream online, but there are no solid plans for the rest of them. YouTube's annual presentation called Brandcast, however, will be live streamed on YouTube. Now let's dive in to Google. The People Also Ask section of Google search results, that annoying thing where it asks a question and you click it and it tries to answer it for you and then it goes on for infinity, may be showing up on fewer search results, according to a study by RankRanger, which is seeing it on only 42% of queries as opposed to 52% of queries, about a 12-point drop. But RankRanger tracks these things on an ongoing basis, so this is probably likely an actual change that they're seeing. It's good news. That means websites themselves might actually be ranking higher instead of Google's People Also Ask section. SEOs are buzzing about a possible Google search algorithm update happening around March 9th or 10th. There has been no confirmation from Google yet, but there are a lot of people saying they saw increases or major decreases during that time frame. Google Ads has banned ads selling medical face masks, but as of yesterday morning, the YouTube masthead ad was actually showing an ad for a medical face mask for people to wear, claiming it improved their quality of breathing. So we'll see if YouTube also stops running medical face mask ads. Portfolio bid strategies on Google Ads are now available to use maximized conversions or maximized conversion value. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, all Google Webmaster conferences worldwide will be postponed until later this year. A recent video by Google appears to tell prospective SEO clients to request a free SEO audit from their potential SEO consultant or agency. This, for obvious reasons, got real SEOs really angry because a good SEO audit can be hundreds of hours of work and be tens of thousands of words long, including hundreds and hundreds of charts and graphs. Requesting such a thing for free up front is a bit ridiculous. I will say that we offer a free SEO review over at joeyoungblood.com, shameless plug right there. In that free review, we try to look for at least one thing we can tell somebody to work on. Then if they want to engage with us and hire us on a contract basis, then we'll pitch an actual SEO audit or we'll pitch some small audits during our SEO campaign. So don't expect a whole lot of free work from your SEO agency. Don't try to get them to do these big SEO audits for free because they're probably not going to, no matter what Google says in their video, but you may be able to get them to give you a free tip or two based on a quick review of your website. Google My Business is sending out notices to businesses worldwide that might be impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic to update their listings, and they're also giving guidelines on what to do about the pandemic. If you haven't checked that out yet, I would head over to the Google My Business support website and check out their guidance for COVID-19. A report surfaced recently stating that Google has spent years working against Amazon's Fire TV, which is technically a fork of Google's Android operating system. they're basically leveraging their position with device manufacturers to keep them from allowing Amazon Fire TV to be an operating system on their smart TVs. That might be why when you go to the electronics store or even go on Amazon itself, it's really hard to find an Amazon Fire TV smart TV.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook is testing a new social virtual reality app called Horizon. Like many companies, Facebook is having their employees work from home during the pandemic, if and when possible. Those employees are actually eligible for a free Facebook Portal device. Now, I haven't actually tested Portal from Facebook, and I don't know many people that have. I wonder how many of these employees are going to take that free device, get through the pandemic, and then sell it on eBay. It's just a thought. Just like Google, Facebook has temporarily banned medical face mask ads due to the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic.
Over on Instagram.
Instagram may soon allow you to import an Instagram story from a Facebook story. It looks like Facebook really wants us to use Facebook and not Instagram, and this might be an incentive to make a story on your Facebook and then push it to your Instagram. This is only a maybe. It's not a feature just yet, but it could be one in the very near future. A reverse engineer appears to have discovered a new feature that Instagram is about to release, which would allow you to automatically share a Instagram live video stream to your IGTV the moment your live stream ends. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat launched the Lens Web Builder, a tool designed to simplify the process of creating augmented reality ads or filters inside of the Snapchat advertising tool. We take you now to Bing. Bing's Frederic Dubois recently stated that the magnitude of recent algorithm changes at Bing has been greater than we might normally be used to seeing. So if you haven't checked in on your Bing rankings for a while, you might want to go check them out. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit just announced that they have a new post type. You'll soon be allowed to post polls on Reddit as a post type inside of a subreddit. Reddit has a new advertising unit called the Trending Takeover. It allows you to post an ad on top of /r/popular and on top of search results to show a trend to the entire Reddit community. Now, this is not available for Reddit Ads self-serve platform. You have to contact Reddit Advertising to get pricing, and then you have to reserve a spot. Obviously, those spots are going to be limited. So if you're a big brand and you've been wanting to get in on that spot, now's your chance. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has made all LinkedIn Learning courses about working from home free during the COVID-19 pandemic. Over on TikTok, a new report shows that the TikTok app is currently capable and is actually reading the contents of the copy-paste clipboard on iOS devices, including iPhones and iPads. TikTok is running a test which would allow users to link to Yelp, TripAdvisor, or Wikipedia from one of their video clips. They're also running a test to see if they should allow downvoting of comments. Over on Twitter. Twitter published a list of tips for marketers trying to communicate to their audience during the COVID-19 pandemic. The number one tip should be obvious, but just want to throw it out there. Do not try to exploit COVID-19 for your monetary gain or to build your business. Please, that is a terrible idea. This will all end very soon. Don't do that. Bonus round! E3 has been canceled. A report by a new nonprofit journalism website, The Markup, which, by the way, I missed a couple weeks ago when it first came out, showed that only 11% of emails sent by DNC candidates to people who subscribe to their email list actually made it into the Gmail inbox. Very interesting research. There is currently a bipartisan movement in the U.S. Congress called Earn It, which would essentially strip away encryption technology as we know it and give the government an Orwellian capability of looking into your private online content without you ever knowing. Finally, I want to end this video on a happier note. During this COVID-19 pandemic, one app went viral. It's called Wash Your Lyrics. And in an interview with Mashable, the creator explains that he actually built the app in 24 hours in his bedroom. And now he's just blown away that musicians and people that he admires all over the world, millions of people are using this app to generate lyrics and talk about washing their hands. And who knows, it could actually be helping stem the tide of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. So really great stuff. Really happy to see people still going at it and being successful even during times like this. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. And please, everybody out there in podcast land, wash your hands. Be careful when you grab doorknobs. Maybe wipe them off a little bit. Stay safe and healthy this weekend. And I'll talk to you next week.